Guru Nanak, the Sikh Mystic. Guru Nanak was a Sikh mystic spiritual teacher who was born in 1469, and in other historical texts say that he was born in 1526. No one really knows for sure exactly where he was born, yet two possible villages are named in the texts. One is mention of Talwandi, which is about 40 miles from Lahore, now located in Pakistan. The other possible location of his birth is Khan Kachka, located in the Punjab area of India. Guru Nanak's father's name was Kalu, and the guru's mother name was Tripta. Even though there was a lack of historical verification on Guru Nanak's childhood, it is believed that he was raised in Talwandi. Guru Nanak learned Arabic and Persian, for he used these languages in his written spiritual works. His native tongue and language was Hindi. Guru Nanak was always a seeker of spiritual teachings, which caused him to attend various spiritual centers. We know that he acquired divine wisdoms due to what was in his writings, which is the Japji, Visa Devar, and Siddhith Ghost. These are the names of his three books that he wrote. Guru Nanak was forced to marry at age of 16 due to family pressure. Guru Nanak accepted a governmental position at the time in Sultanpur. He eventually became a father of two sons known as Sri Chand and Lakshmi Dash. The parents of Guru Nanak wanted him to live a normal worldly life. Yet Guru Nanak had spiritual interests and was considered abnormal due to his high spiritual drive and lack of interest in worldly duties. Guru Nanak only had eyes for the divine and would spend all of his free time in meditation. The father of Guru Nanak was besides himself trying to get his son engaged in a worldly profession. One day, while Guru Nanak was living in the village of Sultanpur, he went into the forest and had his first recorded mystical experience. He was in the forest for 3 days and then came out only to find the local people were very happy to see him. They were relieved that he was alive. Guru Nanak's mystical experience was God realization based upon what he shared of his experience in the forest. His mystical experience forever changed him and his perception of reality. Guru Nanak was no longer a seeker, yet a knower of truth and the God-realized reality. Guru Nanak describes receiving a cup of nectar that opened up this ability to tap into this higher reality. He was told to now teach since he was a realized master soul. Guru Nanak had a spiritual master level teacher who was a spiritual scholar, and it was known that it was Kabir. Many scholars write that Guru Nanak was a disciple of Kabir and through his spiritual training achieved the God realization attainment. Guru Nanak writes in his book Siddhith Ghost on pages 939, verse 18, I left my home to look for a master. The desire to see the Lord made me a hermit. Also in his book, Siddhith Ghost, on page 994, verse 58, he mentions, O Swami, hear thou, this is how I tamed my mind. I attached myself to the word given by my master, and through his grace, the Lord united me with himself. When a person has a mystical experience, it is not blind faith, for it is based on direct personal experience. After Guru Nanak experienced his divine transformation, he went into seclusion and only spoke of unity and of how belief systems kept people separate and brought division. In the year 1500, Guru Nanak started his journeys and taught his divine teachings to the public, and these journeys continued until the year 1520. Many of Guru Nanak's hymns are in the Adi Granth and can be read there. The Adi Granth is the scripture of the Sikhs. The final period of Guru Nanak's life is from 1520 to 1539, where he wore the clothes of a householder and continued the life of a spiritual teacher of divine truths. When he was not teaching, he spent time in seclusion. When Guru Nanak was at an advanced age and was sitting and was getting ready to leave this world, all his family and disciples gathered together close to hear the last teaching session. Guru Nanak shared these final words. Hail to the Creator, the Eternal Sovereign, who hath put each one in the world to his task. When the span is run out and the measure is full, the soul departeth the body. As the word arriveth and the soul leaveth, all family and friends weep. The body and soul become separated. When the days are at an end, O Mother, by thy deeds as thou acquirest in the past, so hath thou received thy portion now. Hail to the Creator, the Eternal Sovereign, who hath put each one in the world to his task. Remember the Lord, brothers, this is the way all must go. Transcendent are the attachments to this world. Certain is the journey henceforward. Certain is the journey henceforward. Like a guest, then why abide in ego? Repeat the name of him alone, by cherishing whom thou shalt meet happiness in the end. Ranks of this world will not be recognized in the next. None knows what will befall him there. Remember the Lord, brothers. This is the way all must go. What pleaseth the omnipotent Lord shall happen. This creation is but his instrument. The Creator, who is eternal, purveyeth sea, land, and space. The Creator, who is eternal, is unknowable and infinite, and none can know his limit. Fruitful indeed is the coming of those who give themselves single-mindedly to him. He destroyeth, and he himself createth, and by his order he adorneth. That weeping is acceptable, O Nanak. which is in love for him. Vain is the weeping, unmindful the world, which weepeth for earthly attachment. In such weeping, one torments the body without understanding. Whoso cometh here must also go. Vain it is to dwell in the ego. That weeping is acceptable, O Nanak, which is in love for him. On September 7th, 1539, Guru Nanak took his last breath and left this world peacefully, surrounded by both Hindu and Muslim disciples. Guru Nanak's teachings share of how the Creator lives within the human body and with this body does the divine manifest itself. The world does not realize that the body is the temple of God. The importance of Guru Nanak's teachings is focused on personal experience of God realization is the fulfillment of the highest spiritual attainment. A person experiences oneness and union with the divine essence and takes them beyond time, space, and duality. Their yearning is replaced with an absolute knowingness of returning home to the dimension of Source. A person is not absorbed. They recognize their true nature as one in the same and made from Source. Upon returning back to the third dimensional reality, their perception is forever changed. It releases one from sorrow and suffering and produces positive states of bliss, and a deep inner peace arrives. This direct personal experience of union with the divine is known as a mystical experience. True mysticism is the path that offers a person the ability to attain self-realization and God-realization directly and to realize one's true identity as a piece of Source incarnated into human form. To know and experience one's divinity. There is no mystery in mysticism. It is a realization of the self and realization of God within oneself through direct experience. These are inner attainments where one goes within to a higher dimensional reality. As Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within. It is very hard to put the mystical experience into words. This is why many people who have a mystic experience say that their experiences are ineffable, because it goes outside words in languages and the sensory intellectual consciousness. Mystical teachers agree that it is an experience of oneness with the divine. The mystic now feels truly alive and no longer fooled by the illusion of this temporary world. It is deeply known that this physical reality is an illusion, or also called a dream. A person wakes up from the dream when they cross over the veil between these realities. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about Guru Nanak and his mystic teachings.